Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, Degrassi alumni, and welcome to an episode, but not a rewatch episode of the Degrads podcast. This one's going to be a little different. It's more like a PSA, purging of information, and, you know, just a general apology for me and my lack of tech skills. And we are not joined by Mike today, but we are joined by Andy, That just makes me feel so good that I don't have to do this alone. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well. And do not beat yourself up whatsoever about what happened. We'll go over it. We'll explain, give people a peek behind the curtain on how we produce the show. What happened with your audio could happen to literally anyone easily. It wasn't your control whatsoever. So just to give people, like I said, a peek behind the curtain, the way we record is all online, different places at our own homes. And we all record our audio locally on our own computers because that gives us a better audio quality. So we're just getting straight raw audio instead of it being filtered and compressed all through the internet and recorded that way. And that's how the majority of good sounding podcasts, to toot our own horn,
yes,
do things.
And we like to be but a good sounding podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I sent you SM, what is this, SM7B, an interface and everything, because I wanted you to sound good, man.
You were very generous, and you showed us the ropes right from the get-go, and you said that if you wanna have a good time doing this, but also be able to compete with all the other podcasts out there, the quality has to be up to snuff, and and you, with all your knowledge in this space, guided Mike and I to make sure that we had the best sounding product for you, the fans. And then I come along. But yeah, Andy, you can tell them what.
Okay, so this is exactly what happened. Yeah. Because we're recording on our own gear, we're all responsible for getting that microphone feed set up into our recording software. And I believe you use Audacity. You had your microphone and your interface set up to record our first 7 or so episodes, but somewhere between 7 and 8, I think that's where it was, maybe 8 and 9, your Audacity decided to start using your, I don't know, 15-year-old MacBook microphone.
Built-in microphone, yes.
The built-in microphone instead of your microphone. So we got maybe 50% of everything you said because it wasn't picking it all up.
It wasn't even picking it all up.
No,
I thought it all just sounded horrible.
No, it was cutting
horrible.
Out a lot.
Got it. All right.
And it was also, you know, it also sounded like it was recorded by like Nikola Tesla, and like it sounded like a phonograph. It was funny, but it wasn't something that we would be able to put out. And the problem is, we anticipated a bunch of this absence that we're going to be experiencing by recording in bulk. We recorded a bunch of episodes real fast and tried to get it all done before Mike left on his vacation.
Yeah.
And then when he comes back, you guys are going to an event in Rhode Island.
Right.
And then when you get back, you're going away.
That's
right. We recorded a bunch ahead of time so that we wouldn't have any breaks in between episodes.
So, if I could, just jump in. So, yes, we recorded four episodes in advance because we release once a week, and we knew Mike was going away on a trip that he's been looking forward to for quite a while, for about 3.5 weeks. And then we have an appearance in Rhode Island Comic Con. Hopefully we see you there. And then afterwards, I go off to Istanbul for a hair transplant. And then we'll be back to it. But yes, we recorded all these episodes. I think on the eve that Mike, or the first day that he was gone, and he's in South Africa. Andy messages the group and like, guys, I have some bad news. Shane, you fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm swearing for this one. And I mean, it's either I would be the one that was disappointed, or I pick up, have the role of being feeling guilty for being the reason that we have to go on a brief hiatus because we. The options presented to us right now are to put forth horrible sounding audio on my end, mixed in with really good, clean sounding audio on with the other guys and the guests, or take a brief hiatus, which really did not want to do until Mike gets back and we can all re-record these episodes and get them to you properly. And after speaking with the team, we decided that it was more important to have everything be professional than to be rushed just for the sake of not going on a break. So that's where we are, people. That's where we are, unfortunately.
Yeah, and like I said, dude, don't beat yourself up. This was Audacity deciding to use a different source for your recording. Nobody, when they start recording, opens their preferences on their recording software. I use Reaper. I don't go into preferences and look and make sure that it's using my interface. It just automatically does. But every once in a while, something like that will happen. It'll just decide it wants to use a different source for recording. And sometimes that can happen
time.
When...
It was just the worst
time.
Yeah. Usually we would have caught
what I was just
it
gonna say.
One episode in. But this time when we recorded four ahead of schedule and Mike is just gone, we have no other option.
Daddy's gone.
Daddy's gone.
Kids are at
Mommy's
home.
Still here. Yeah, okay. So very, very sorry, people. We made a pledge to you that these would be weekly releases, and
they will be.
They will be, and they are. So, but don't get worried about they're not. The main point of this, quote unquote episode right here, is just to let you know that we are. It's a scheduled interruption, and we'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming. Hopefully in early November,
yeah.
But realistically, it might be mid-November. And then we're back to it for good.
Yeah, we'll work to get that. We'll work to get that episode out as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
I think you guys are in town for maybe one day, maybe less than a day before you have to go out on your other trip. So we'll try to get that recording session in there. If we can't, it'll be mid-November, but we'll try our very best to get this out to you. And I just want to say to all the fans, you guys have been awesome with all of your responses, and you've all been very, very loyal just within the last couple of months that we've started the podcast.
Yeah.
So I know that you guys are going to be understanding and cool with this. Don't be mean to Shane.
I can't take it. I can't take it. I'm on a razor's edge right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, yeah. We love you, Shane.
Oh, thanks. Right. I love you too, Andy. Thank you. No, but it is true. You have all been, the response that we've had this early on has been, it means so much to all of us involved in the project. And sorry that this is a little disappointing. We're disappointed too. I'm the one that has to spend my life, my nights sleepless for the next little while, knowing that this this is mainly on me, but we will get right back to it and keep putting forth even better content for you, because the list of guests that we hope to have in the future it's just going to get better and more entertaining and with a more eclectic group of guests that will. I don't know. We're really trying to take this podcast into the stratosphere. But first, we need this brief downtime period where I can just sit in the corner and think about what I did wrong with my life.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be actually fun to re-record them because now we can reflect on our original thoughts, bring them up again,
yeah,
and then we'll have new thoughts and it'll be interesting. I think they'll be even more interesting than the original episodes, to be honest.
And now, Andy, you get to, you know, earn your stripes because you're working with two actors here that are very used to take two and take three and take four and making it all seem like it was the first time you did it.
But that's the thing. This is a podcast. We don't have to do that because we can just be honest and be like, hey, this is our second time watching this and these are my thoughts now. Maybe our thoughts will be completely different from our first watch through of
Andy,
these episodes.
We're doing it word for word. Reaction.
Okay. I'll try
reaction
to transcribe
for reaction.
It.
Exactly. That's what we need. That's what the people deserve, and that's what they're going to get.
Yeah,
but
totally canned.
Anyway, we don't need to keep beating a dead horse here. That's the unfortunate news, but we are going to come back strong in a few weeks, and hopefully this little teaser episode right here will be enough to tide you over. And yeah, and we'll update you online. Keep sending your emails in to the mailbag.
Yeah, you can send all of your hate mail to shanekipple@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's right. I'll give you my private email address for that. No, keep messaging us on Patreon. Keep sending mail to the mailbag. Even if it is hate mail, just no letter bombs, please.
We'll read the hate mail.
Yeah, we will. I'll read all of it. Or when Mike and I do another response video, he'll just read all of that to me as if they were sitting right next to me.
Totally.
I deserve it. I don't know if I can take it, but I definitely deserve it.
you definitely do not. I've made huge mistakes like that before. I've recorded tons of episodes where I had to re-record the entire thing just because there was this weird clicking noise going on with my microphone and my interface that I couldn't even explain. It was some weird interference. This stuff's finicky. So yeah, don't worry about it, man. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, okay. Well, once it's all rectified, then I'll stop worrying about it. But for now, I have to stew in this. Listen, I'm a Jew. This is what we do. We guilt trip ourselves. People guilt trip us. It's in our blood. So this is what I do. Let me do it. This is when I'm happiest.
A Jew and an atheist start a podcast.
Oh, I love this joke. So what does the priest say? Okay. So I hope you all enjoy this special episode. I hope you enjoy our brief break from each other. Thank you once again for all of your support.
Yeah, we'll see you as soon as we see you.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So this is Shane Kipple signing out with Andy Tate over there, hat in hand. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.